3. Programs of economic development often lead to changes in people's dietary habits. In some cases, these dietary changes are voluntary, to the extent that some new foods associated with powerful outsiders are status symbols. But more often than not, diets change because of circumstances associated with the objects of economic development that are beyond the control of the local people. For example, in an attempt to grow more cash crops, which help to raise wages and bring in foreign exchange capital, non-Western people often divert time and energy from growing their normal subsistence crops. The result is that they spend much of their hard-earned cash on foods that are both costly and nutritionally inferior to feed their families. People may change their dietary habits voluntarily, but they may also change them because of the demands associated with economic development, which can pressure non-Western people to grow cash crops and consume expensive and undernourished foods.